We've got some extra prizes to give away, including some Celtics playoff tickets tomorrow night at the venue formerly known as the WAAF Center.
How about some club seats as well?
Club seats.
Club seats.
Club seats for the playoffs.
Yeah, you know.
Look at that. We sucked up to somebody important.
Yep.
But we didn't think we could just give them away by signing people up. We're going to give away a Harley for doing that.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd have to have, you know, we've been here a couple hours.
Yeah.
People have been enjoying a couple of Budweisers.
Had a few beers.
Now would be a time for a game of skill.
Yes.
So Bamboo, who is often the guy that makes up the games of skill, has concocted a stupid idea that involves Vaseline and a Budweiser bottle.
Well, I was figuring, you know, we've got Vaseline here at the bar, thanks to our friend. And, well, why not use the Vaseline for something creative? So what we did is we went around, and we've got these little Budweiser keychains. Gentlemen, each man your little Budweiser bottle. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Bob. I'm from
All right, Bob.
I'm Bob.
I'm Bob. I'm really Bob. Not from here. What's your name? Dude? Where are you from?
I'm shooting a big old water, Cambridge. Red man.
Cambridge. All right. What's your name? Where are you from?
Haverhill. Tom.
Haverhill. Tom. All right. Tom Haverhill, do you have your bottle? All right. The way this is going to work, each contestant has a little Budweiser keychain. Now, the way this is going to work, they each get to dip. They each get to dip into the Vaseline. Bob, you get to dip first. Now, let me tell you, as I was going over the rules already, Bob just kind of grabbed the Vaseline and was like, I'll take it first. Bob, please tell everybody why you wanted the Vaseline first.
I brought the Vaseline with me.
No, but what was the other thing you were telling me that just happened in your life?
I just got divorced.
Just got divorced.
So Bob really knows the value of Vaseline.
Right. I said, you know, Bob, it's Friday, and that was probably going to happen anyway, so lube it up, buddy. All right, here you go. Dip right in there. Don't be shy. Come on, you know you take more than that at home.
Come on.
This guy's pissed we didn't get the big, huge Vaseline jug.
Oh, by the way, I just would like to say the name for today's game is going to be called the Bud Plug.
Yes, the WAAF Bud Plug.
So we're going to play the Bud Plug game.
All right, so the way it's going to work, now if you break the table tent here, you will be disqualified. You need to get it need to get it all the way through.
Because it's never a good idea to force it.
No.
You have to be gently with the proper lubrication.
Exactly. It's got to be nice and smooth.
Yeah, the Bud Plug can't go through unless it's properly
lubed,
lubricated.
Buddy. You got to lube that up.
Well, the kid from Haverhill's got a mullet. He's going dangerous right now. So
Hey, boys from Haverhill know how to lube it, all right?
Haverhill lubed up the hole.
Yeah.
See? He's
Some
smart.
Some of us lubed the Bud bottle. Haverhill lubed the hole.
You know what? I almost think that's a better skill right
whatever
there.
Whatever works.
Suddenly the kid with the mullet might be the contender, the favorite here.
My man Bob over here has got about 2 pounds of Vaseline on that bottle.
Yeah, he's all right.
Nothing says Friday night like 2 pounds of Vaseline, Bob. Welcome to Life of a Divorced Man. Okay, so are you ready?
The first person that makes the Bud Plug go all the way through sign without breaking it will be declared our winner.
There you go. They know what to do. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, go.
All right, now they're forcing the
button. Oh, look at this. Look at Haverhill.
Look at Haverhill.
Haverhill.
Haverhill. There it is. Oh!
Haverhill.
Oh, look at that.
Haverhill is going to the Boston Celtics. It was close.
Bob, not enough Vaseline, right?
I tried.
It's a recurring theme in your life. You're screwed again.
And,
I know.
And your finger is stuck in the hole, Bob.
There you go, Bob. Outstanding. That's pretty normal for you now, isn't it, Bob?
Well, yes.
He's just excited. Normally, when he has the Vaseline and Hooters, he gets in trouble for that. Haverhill, you're going to the game tomorrow night. Celtics Pacers, playoff basketball. You're sitting in the club seats. That's nice.
Yeah, just look for the kid with the mullet in the club seats and wonder how the hell he got those tickets. He could say, well, I jammed a butt plug all the way through.
Look at the guy who just doesn't look like he should be there, and that's the guy we sent to the game. Definitely come down to Hooters, man. We're drinking beers and having fun.
Broadcasting live at Hooters on Friend Street right over at the venue formerly known as the WAAF Center. It's Bud Riders Club night number one with Neanderthal and the Big Bamboo on 107.3 WAAF.
107.3 WAAF.